The Pixies auf Flux FM mit Where Is My Mind. Alex Clare hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. He's there.
Yo!
Alex Clare is there.
Right here already.
I missed you, my man.
Missed you. How's it going?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Just had a massive drive from Cologne. But otherwise, I'm great.
Oh, so that's the reason for you to be a little... Because I was thinking, I was waiting for you for like 10 to 15 minutes.
I'm really sorry. No, I'm here now.
You don't have to be. You're the guest. We're happy to have you.
I'm so happy to be had.
It doesn't matter what exact time you're coming. It would be too German to talk about that, you know? It was five and a half minutes late.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous. Let's listen to a song before we talk a bit.
Sure.
About tonight's show, about plans for a new record. I read about plans for a third record already.
It's coming.
Yeah, I want to talk about that and some other stuff. But before we do that, let's listen to War Rages On. Here's Alex Clare auf Flux FM. Alex Clare mit War Rages On auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt der Mann aus London im C-Club. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über die befreiende Wirkung einer erfolgreichen ersten Single. Wir quatschen über einen Plan für ein drittes Album, der wohl gerade geschmiedet wird. Und das soll wohl auch noch in diesem Jahr veröffentlicht werden, das dritte Album von Alex Clare. Wir klären mit Alex die Frage, ob man als Künstler leiden muss, um kreativ zu sein. Und wir besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Ich sag welcome again, Alex Clare.
So
good that you're back. How's touring been?
Touring is good. We just did 6 weeks in America.
Oh, wow.
Which was intense. And then we did a show in Holland with my full band. And now we've got 3 weeks of acoustic touring.
Oh, wow.
Which is different. You know, just me and my friend with an NPC pad. And that's kind of it.
Okay, cool. So it's two of you on the road.
Two of us on the road. And it's, you know, doing the whole tour in the back of a car, which is different. I haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
But it's nice though,
it's
right?
Great. Yeah, it's really vibey.
Yeah, and it's a bit more chilled and relaxed, I bet, than
sure
with
is,
the whole band and with the freaky guys.
Oh, the freaky guys are good too. You got to have love for the freaky guys.
Yes, that's true. Totally true. So, now how are you doing personally? You must be
I'm great,
good, right?
I'm good, yeah.
Like a family man for a few years now?
Yeah, coming up for 2 years now, which is crazy.
Wow.
I know, right? It's mad.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great. And about to embark on album number two, which is pretty scary.
Yeah. I've read about the fact that you started working on your new album already.
Sure.
You've been talking about that in December.
Yeah, yeah.
That you want to go back to London and start working on new material.
Yeah.
So how far are you with that?
So we're just getting the new material together. But so far it's a lot more electronic.
Oh, wow. So you're going back to the roots,
back a
kind
bit,
of.
Then go forward again.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing. And if you have the ability to do stuff on your own and make it sound a bit more electronic, perhaps while doing that, it doesn't matter.
I mean, there's a few other little projects I'm working on as well, which are more acoustic-led.
Okay, wow.
So we've got to keep a finger in every different pie we can get.
That sounds good to me. And as you seem to be so busy, what is it? Are you kind of like a workaholic? Are you addicted?
No.
Are you addicted to writing music,
I love writing music, but workaholic is definitely not an adjective I would ever use to describe me. I work a lot. I like to get music out there and produce music, and I've been working with a lot of other people as well on their albums.
Oh, wow.
But I'm definitely not a workaholic.
Okay, cool.
I love my downtime.
Yeah, but to me, it seems as if you were like really addicted to making stuff because you're so fast with stuff.
Thank you. There's
crazy.
A lot of people who may disagree with you, but I'll agree with you. I like what you said, so it's good. It works for me.
The record company guys and listening to the radio go like, oh, he could be faster, maybe.
Yeah, make some more music. Claire?
Do you have a team already for the upcoming LP? Because you've been working
it's
with
me right now. No, it's just
producers.
Me doing the writing for myself right now, and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Got to get the lion's share of the writing done first. And
sure.
And we'll see.
Yeah, cool. And then maybe the material will tell you which producer
it
needs, right?
Absolutely. Usually does.
Yeah. Your first record was dealing with loss and heartbreaks a lot. The second LP was more about having found yourself, I guess, and it was about being a family man or becoming a family man and stuff like that. Now I want to talk to you about the theory that so many people have, and when they say that it's important to suffer a little to make good art or to be creative, is that something that you feel as well? Would you agree on that too? Or would you say it's more important to be busy and working on stuff?
I don't think you need to suffer. I think you need to have a fairly philosophical perspective of the world around you.
Yeah.
And obviously when people are emotionally stressed, they can create more because they have a lot more to write about in that field. But there's a huge world out there which is full of incredible things.
Yeah.
Fairly inspirational, and you shouldn't have to feel stressed to write.
Yeah, it is.
But it does help, you know, if you like melancholy songs that people relate to, everyone likes a little bit of depression, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to pop charts and they're always about either sex or about heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems sadly what sells records, you know. Yeah. So yeah, I think, I don't think you need that to create, but I think people are gluttons for punishment. They like sad music.
Yeah,
but for
maybe.
Me, no, I like the world. It's a good place to be and
yeah,
and lots if you, of stuff to write about.
Yeah, and if you need tragedy to start writing, you can look around in the world as well.
There's so much. Yeah. So a lot of the songs on the new record actually deal with social themes.
Okay, cool.
A little bit more than the other two. So
you're going for a political concept
not political,
album?
Not political. No. Not political, just realistic, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I think it's all well and good to be an ideologist, but... Yeah, I'm not. I'm very aware of the human condition.
Yeah, it's getting harder to stay one, I think, in
for
times
sure.
like these.
Well, I think things aren't black and white anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing's black and white. You can't, you know, it's hard to read between the lines and see what's actually going on in the world and take a firm point of view, because I think people are a lot more open-minded nowadays and you can have multiple perspectives.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
And in terms of empathy, I think that's more important, to be empathic of everybody's you know, situation as opposed to just your
own. So it has an advantage that the world is not black and white anymore.
Absolutely.
That there's more grey tones.
There's more grey tones, absolutely.
Yeah. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to a song of yours. You brought your acoustic guitar with you.
Yeah, man.
And I want you to play for us. Let me just start the recording process here so we can... use your performance again.
That's good.
We'll abuse your performance again.
You can do what you like to it.
And which song are we going to be listening to?
I think we're going to play Never Let You Go.
Okay, there you go. I'm ready for it.
Okay, let's do this.
Stadium applause. for Alex Clare.
Thank you very much.
Life of Flux FM. I'm never going to let you go. Nice one, man. Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank you for that performance. You've worked with Island Records on LP number one.
Yeah, and number two.
And number two, but they dropped you in between, right?
Yeah.
Because the album wasn't working.
And then it blew up.
It blew up because Too Close came out.
And smashed things to smithereens.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. I mean, how funny it is that this one single that you've basically had released and it had been out and nobody took it, and then some computer manufacturers, they'll be like, oh, let's use that for a TV
ad.
I like the bass. It might appeal to technological people.
Yeah.
And then it blew up, and then they re-signed you again. That's crazy.
For like a whole bunch of money.
That's cool, though. But,
yeah, stick it to the man.
But how important was having that experience? Because I think you might be a cooler guy when it comes to negotiating with record labels now, because game works.
I think the reality is, we're making album number three. I want to have as little to do with major labels as I possibly can. You don't really need them.
Yeah, that's true.
You really don't, and they're kind of a pain, to be honest. They kind of inhibit what you do, and I sat down the other day, I'm doing this acoustic tour right now, and I started reworking over songs that I'd written acoustically years ago, before any, before you have any pressures from record labels.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, these are great. And then you realize that when you actually create something from your heart, it sounds so much better, and feels so much better, and the reality is that I'm really looking forward to actually just having as little to do with them as possible in the future.
So you're going to release upcoming stuff on your own, maybe?
I think so. I've got a little deal with a small publisher.
Yeah.
And if I can do everything song track by track as opposed to by an album, then I think I'll be a happier person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creatively.
Why not?
I mean, you can just make music for music's sake, and you're not worried. Major labels always have budgets in mind,
And I can totally imagine the discussion with with a song like Too Close.
Yeah.
Being out there, and then you come up with some acoustic guitar songs, and be like, "Oh, where's the wobbling bass?"
I've had that issue so many times.
I can totally imagine that. Yeah. That really is nothing that is good for creativity.
It's very restricted.
Because sometimes you can get into that space with your own head after a while.
Sure, and you actually stop knowing how to actually trust your own intuition when it comes to writing a song, which is so important when you're writing music, just how it feels. And it's really nice not to have an A&R man telling you what you should be doing.
So get rid of him.
Yeah, man, you don't need him.
Kill
him.
Need him.
I don't know about kill him. That might be a bit harsh, but definitely you don't need them.
So, but now you're not on a full band tour, right?
I'm really stripping it down. It's just me, acoustic guitar, and my friend James playing pads.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, it's really fun.
But the result of a next recording session might be more electronic.
It is
still
more electronic, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, we still do the full band stuff.
Yeah.
This was just an opportunity that came up, and we thought, let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
Still full band stuff is, what it's kind of about long term.
Yeah, cool.
Has more energy, and it's a different vibe. It's nice playing acoustically, but you're kind of exposed when you're out there on your own with a guitar.
Yeah.
When you've got a whole band, you've got so many elements going on that it's a lot more enjoyable. You can take a bit more of a backseat.
That's totally true. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
You gonna come down?
I'm gonna come down, and I want you to come back here as you've finished some new material, or
Fantastic.
Send it to us, or let us know. So maybe if you don't want to work with a major company again, maybe we can help you just to distribute the music via the radio here and stuff. So you just send us some new music as soon as it's ready.
Absolutely, man. Fantastic.
Some good fun at tonight's show, and I'm gonna give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. In that Seehaller wird Alex Clare heute Abend spielen, zwar nicht mit der vollen Band, aber mit einem Partner in Crime auf der Bühne, der ein bisschen Rhythmen einspielen wird. Er selbst wird die Akustikgitarre zocken und dazu singen. Alex Clare, und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück ruft mich jetzt an und versucht es auf die Gästeliste zu schaffen von Alex Clare heute in der Seehalle. Alex, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Visit us as soon as you
have some new stuff to give us.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.